This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 404. Three savvy, smart strategies to increase calm and confidence on IELTS speaking.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, you'll learn three incredible methods to take away your anxiety and perform at your best on your next IELTS speaking exam. Hey, Jessica, what's shaking?
Hey, I'm fantastic. I didn't actually talk about how amazing our San Francisco trip was.
How amazing was it?
Yeah. We fit so much in. Oh my gosh. We went to Golden Gate Park. We rode the paddle boats. We walked around Haight-Ashbury.
So we went
to the California Academy of Sciences.
Wow. That's awesome.
So much so. Walked around Fisherman's Wharf. There's this, guys. Okay. If you guys go to San Francisco, you need to go to sort of the end of Fisherman's Wharf, and there's a building called the Musée Mécanique, and it's like a museum of some video games, but like super old games that people played in like the 1800s or whatever. And you could play them all. Like you get to touch and play with everything.
Oh, that's so fun. Cool. That's so cool. How was the baseball game? Was that awesome?
Oh my God, amazing. It was so cool. So James got to go to his first Giants game, his first baseball game, and he was amazed. And I thought around like inning seven, I was like, it's really late. We might have to go home. And so around inning seven, I'm like, James, you doing okay? How you feeling? You tired? Do you want to go back? And like, he looks at me with this like face of pure joy. And he's like, are you kidding, mommy? I'm wide awake. This is awesome. And then we just like stayed the whole game. Oh, it was so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so fun. Baseball games, especially night games, are so fun. There's so much energy. Yeah.
Yeah. I was never into baseball before like this year, really. And James is playing Little League, and it's a thing of ours now. And I didn't know how much fun it was. It's serious. I like going to Giants games, AT&T Park. There's so much good food. People are super cool. Everybody's doing the chants. And it was Marvel Day as well. So there were all these like cartoon character things, and it's just awesome.
Love that. Love that. So cool. So cool.
So cool. And the mascot, Lucille, visited James in the stands to wish him happy birthday. And so James got to like hug Lucille and like talk to him for a while. It was so cool.
That's awesome. So that's one of the things that we might recommend. Well, for our night before the IELTS exam, we recommend you guys just take it easy, right? There's no cramming the night before, and maybe going to a movie with friends or out for dinner, or who knows, maybe even a baseball game if it's not too late would be a fun thing to do to get your mind kind of settled.
Totally. I think that has a couple benefits, guys. First of all, you know, there's nothing you could do the night before the exam that's going to increase your score, really, as far as studying goes. Like, if you have, by the time your test is the next day, you should already feel like you've done everything you can. You should have followed our roadmap, for example. You should have completed it. You should have done every activity on there, all the practice tests. And then the day before the exam, you're just like, all right, like I've done everything I can. I am as well prepared as I could possibly dream of being. And then the night before, take a break. And this will do a couple things for you guys. It'll put you in the right mindset to have like a relaxed confidence the next day, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
And, Secondly, it'll give you something cool to talk about on the speaking exam.
Oh, that's another thing. That's a good point. Actually, I hadn't thought about that, but that's really valid. I mean, there's something very zen-like about putting it down and just saying, I've done the very best I can. Now I'm going to go out. Yeah. I'm going to enjoy my evening and I'm going to sit with what I've done. I'm going to be confident in what I've done.
Yes, exactly. And so Lindsay and I have been talking about the personal coach package in our course because it is just taken off like hotcakes. Mm-hmm. I'm getting to meet so many amazing students lately. And this is something that comes through really is the confidence gained from meeting with me. Sometimes you really just need someone to tell you you're doing a good job, yeah. right? It's yeah. not just about like you need to do these three things or your score will be bad. It's not mm-hmm. negative, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's activities to keep increasing. Yes. It's not like you've done a bad job. There's nothing negative about these sessions. Like this is something I love about it is I get to be so positive with students, like tell them all these things that they're doing right, you know, and then just give them a few more tips to keep increasing, to keep moving their score up because they've already done so much. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that like last minute burst of confidence, I think is so helpful.
Yeah.
So we thought about this today, guys, because we got an email from a student about taking away the speaking anxiety for test day. And mm-hmm. she had heard about the anti-anxiety module in our course, which it's a whole module, guys, to lessen anxiety. You're not going to get that in any other course, but we know that nerves, getting over those nerves, that's another test skill. So mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that's why we have a whole module. But we thought we'd bring you three super tips today, guys, to help you have a relaxed mindset for your speaking exam.
Yeah, exactly. So where can we start? What is our first tip for today, Jessica?
Well, the first thing that immediately came to mind was our student, Sid. Guys, if you mm-hmm. have not listened to that episode, Sid is another student who got incredible IELTS scores and can now mm-hmm. immigrate to Canada. So just go to our blog and search Sid, S-I-D. Yep. Go to IELTS.OllersEnglish.com and you could listen to that. So mm-hmm. something that he said that he found really helpful is meditating. And yep. Lindsay, I know you meditate.
Yes, I do. And it is a lifesaver. I mean, it's just incredible. Even if you're just sitting down for even just five minutes, guys. I mean, if you're not a meditator, I could see how it could be a little bit intimidating. We're not, you know, yeah. we're not talking about sitting down for 45 minutes, right? We're talking right. about just a few minutes of sitting and steadying the mind, basically just following your breath. That's really what you can start with as that form of meditation, because that's pretty simple. Just follow yeah. the breath and, you know, it can really calm your mind, empty out the mind. And so it'll cause your mind to kind of detach from following these thoughts that are kind of pointless, that don't get you anywhere, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, IELTS candidates, if you want to decrease your anxiety for all sections of the IELTS exam, get into 3 Keys IELTS today, the only course with a whole module called Anti-Anxiety. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. I think the point of that is to be present, right? Like
exactly.
right now, there's nothing else you can do right now. Worrying about the future does not help the future. Thinking about what you should have done in the past or what, you know what I mean? Like none of those thoughts are going to help you on test day. And so this is a very real strategy to mm-hmm. center yourself. Do this the night before the exam. Do this right before you go into the room to start the listening. Do this mm-hmm. right before your speaking exam. Just mm-hmm. like Lindsay said, just 5 minutes. Like that's it.
Yep. Yep. And you can do it just sitting in a chair. You don't need to be on a cushion in a meditation center, right? You're just right. sitting in a chair with your feet flat on the floor and your hands in your lap and just your back straight. A lot of you guys, I'm sure you already know how to do this. It's just taking those 2, 3, 4 minutes when yeah. everyone else is going crazy, going through their notebook, but that's not doing yeah. any good because at this point, we're assuming you've already put the work in. So now your work right. is to steady your mind.
Yeah, to prepare yourself mentally. Exactly. To prepare that confidence.
Yeah.
And we have worked ideas like this into our course. At the end of every module, there's a moment of Zen. It's this extra lesson at the end of each module to keep motivating you to continue, but also to congratulate you on the work you've already done.
Exactly.
The moments of Zen are like also one of my favorite things about our course and also something you won't get anywhere else. And it's just this extra burst of taking yourself out of the hard work focused freaking out sort of like mindset, and to be like, look, you did it. Like you did the whole module. Like you're awesome.
Yeah.
Take a little break.
Exactly. I mean, and this is not woo woo, right? I mean, we know that, you know, there is learning research that proves that if the mind is not relaxed, it's like Teflon for information. It'll just jump right off, right?
It's, yeah.
We want the information to stick in our minds, like more like Velcro, right? So
exactly.
And the only way that can happen is if during your study plan and also on the day of the test, we're steady, we're calm, we are peace in our mind. We have space in our head.
Our brains are only capable of so much, not as much as we wish they were. So you have to give it space, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the first tip, guys. And then the second tip is a little more test focused, a little more like IELTS strategy driven. We talk about making your practice test valid. This is along that vein of thinking. You, before the exam, guys, you have to sit down with another person and practice the whole speaking exam with the timing, with everything. We do encourage you to talk to yourself, talk in the mirror. All of that is excellent for developing fluency and confidence, but it is not enough. You need to practice in front of someone else before test day. Talking to another person, especially an examiner who might be intimidating, is not the same as talking to yourself in the mirror, right?
So
step by step, guys, like, practice the strategies, develop the confidence in the mirror, and then take that to the next level. You need to practice with someone else before test day.
You got it. Love that. Love that idea. So good.
And then this last tip, guys, we're sort of making a callback to a very early episode. episode, what is it? 79. That's so long ago.
Almost 8 years ago.
Like, yeah, geez. And we haven't talked about this, obviously, in a couple years, but it is such a valuable, awesome technique. We are bringing it back today.
Yeah.
Lindsay, what is this technique? What is this activity?
Okay. Well, I love this idea. So the idea is that you're going to create a new personality, kind of an alternate personality for yourself, or an alternate character. You're going to jump into a new character, a character that you love to be. Maybe someone that is a little less inhibited. Maybe someone that is silly, is funny, is lighthearted, right? And you're going to become that person. You're going to practice that way too, so that it's easy and natural to jump into that character when you're in the speaking test.
Yeah. And like Lindsay said, like, this is something, again, you have to practice, right? Like talking to somebody else, you have to practice this.
Yeah.
But guys, this is fun. This is so fun.
Yeah.
This is something that we had to do in my Spanish class in high school. We had to choose a Spanish name. But that's as far as that went. But this is a couple steps further, guys. You're developing a character. The speaking test is only 11 to 14 minutes. You guys can do it. You guys can act for 11 to 14 minutes. Right? In like any way possible. So, like the first step would be to choose an English name. Yeah. And then think about what city you're from. Think about what job you do, right? Yeah. Give yourself this dream life. You're an actress in New York City, right? Like, I don't know. So cool. You're an artist in San Francisco.
Sure. And part of this is also preparing to be that person. But, you know, we talk a lot also about the culture of thinking. And so some of the material that you're going to read is related to this character that you're going to be, right? Like, if you are an artist in New York City, you're going to read, like, I don't know, whatever it is, The Village, blah, 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 whatever newspaper it is that comes out in the West Village, right? You're going to find that online and you're going to expose yourself.
That.
Yeah, exactly. Love it.
Oh, guys. Wow, this is awesome. Okay. Breaking new strategy on IELTS energy. So I love taking it to that next level. This is so fun.
Yeah.
So after you like pick a name, a job, a city, sort of craft yourself, write down three adjectives that describe your fabulous self, and then think about what this person reads and watches and listens to.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Choose a movie this person would watch, a book. Mm-hmm. Like Lindsay said, a local newspaper from the city you chose, mm-hmm. a podcast, a TV show. Really mm-hmm. like branch out and explore this person. Oh God, that's so fun.
So fun. I mean, we can have fun with this. You know, a lot of our winning students, the students that are on our testimonials on our allearsenglish.com/KEYS, you'll see that they've had fun with it. You know, yes. and the people who have been interviewed on this show, they enjoyed their experience. You know, they had a good exactly. time. They enjoyed it, right? Yes.
That comes through a lot, you guys. Not only are they relaxed and confident on the speaking exam, but they themselves were surprised that they actually had fun. Yeah. Like, they walked in and they just rocked it. It was super fun. Yep. You guys can have that feeling as well if you prepare with confidence, right? Using a system like ours, getting all the information you need, and then taking it a step further with the activities we talked about today. It's awesome. Guys, studying IELTS should be fun. Okay. So it doesn't matter that it's test prep. Okay. It doesn't matter what you're studying. It can be motivating. It can be fun and interesting. And this is today, these are some ideas about how to make that happen.
Yeah, exactly. It should be fun because it is the step that you're taking to move into your new life that you want. That's the big vision, right? That's the life vision. And so we should try to take joy in what is on our path on the way to get there.
Totally. Exactly. And the more that you are engaged, motivated, and interested by the material, the more you're learning. That's a fact. That is a scientific fact.
That's a fact. We know that. So, that's been studied and documented, so we can look that up. No problem.
Exactly. Okay. So, like Lindsay said, guys, if you are ready to prepare and feel that 110% confidence the day before your exam, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And you could start on your roadmap today.
Absolutely. We're excited to see you guys in there. We're excited to see you in the Facebook group. And again, we do recommend the personal coach plan to get that extra 90 minutes with Jessica doing yes. a mock speaking test and getting writing feedback. So valuable. So cool.
And guys, also last reminder here. Today is Thursday as we are recording.
Yes, yes. Yes.
And we have live Facebook Q&A, question and answer with me every Thursday, 12 noon Pacific.
Yes.
time. So
good. Yes.
join us in the Facebook group, guys. Come early, post early, and hopefully you will get your question answered live by me on Thursday.
You got it. There we go, Jessica. We'll see you guys in that live Q&A. All right. Very fun. Thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. We will see you back on this show very soon.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good weekend, Lindsay.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.